From Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta, just 15 minutes of road rage from Edmonton, it's The Irrelevant Show!
The year is 1511. Michelangelo, the greatest artist of the Renaissance, is putting the finishing touches on his masterpiece, the frescoes on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. It has been 4 years of grueling physical work and terrible mental strain.
There. Yes. My Garden of Eden is nearly complete.
Hey! Hey, you up there. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Michelangelo, right?
Yes, that's me.
Hiya. I'm Frank, the new night janitor. Nice work up there.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Well, I should get back to work.
Sure, sure. Say, you don't mind if I watch, do you?
No.
Listen, I don't know too much about art, but I have an idea for your painting.
Oh?
Yeah, yeah. You should put, like, a guy eating an ice cream, but the scoop falls off, and he's like, ugh, Don.
Yes, that is certainly... Let me think about it.
Okay, sure. Say, you know what else would be funny?
No, Frank.
Like
what?
Like you should paint a lady, you know, holding a baby, and she's all proud, and there's a guy looking at the baby, and we see like a thought bubble, and he's like, oh boy, this baby is ugly. That actually happened to me recently. True story.
Yes. A humorous situation.
Anywho, you're the artist. I'm just the janitor. I'm gonna go finish sweeping, huh?
Of course.
Hey, Michelangelo.
Yes.
I just had another funny thought.
Did you?
You should paint... Like a guy, and he's coming home from a hard day of work, and he wants to take a nap, right? But his pet dog, a Great Dane no less, is lying on the couch and won't move. And the guy's like, oh boy. Oh. And then it could say, okay. And then it could say this place, has gone to the dogs. That is rich. You know, you could use that if you want. So are you gonna use that one?
I don't think so.
Why not?
It doesn't really fit with the themes in the work.
Oh. But do you get it, though? It's like, it's going to the dogs, and there's a dog there, you see.
Frank, I get it. It's just not funny. Now, will you please leave me to my work?
Oh. Well, sure. Sorry to bother you. I guess I'll just shut up and go away, then. I guess nobody likes me. Huh.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
I guess I'm just a big dummy, huh?
You're not a dummy.
Really? So you're gonna use one of my ideas?
Sure.
Great. How's about this? Like you should paint God pointing his finger down from the heavens towards Adam, and he's like, hey, pull my finger. Huh? And Adam, he's all like, oh boy, What have I gotten myself into?
I guess we could try that.
Cool. Can I sign my name on it?
No.
Hey, Jen. Can't wait to sushi it up today. Quick ask, are we meeting at 2 or 3?
Yep. LOL, LOL, smiley face, heart emoticon.
Wait, did you get my second text? Is it 2 or 3?
Going into the subway now, peace sign emoticon, peace sign emoticon, Princess Leia emoji.
Wait, were you replying to my first or second text? Okay, I'll just go now to be safe. Smiley face with a tongue sticking out, dragon on skis emoji. I'm here. It's only 1:45. I'll get a table. Face that's not smiling or frowning. Face with a straight line for a mouth. Pensive face.
Hey, just got off the subway. Got your text. 3 is fine. I have stuff I can do.
Wait, did you get my text? I'm here now, but I'll go shop for a bit if you're doing stuff. Shopping bag emoticon, dollar sign, accidental percentage sign.
Sorry, phone is acting up. I'll come to restaurant now. Sushi emoticon, digestive system emoji.
I'm not at the restaurant. I'm in Sharon's shapewear. I'm trying on shapewear. It'll take me like 20 minutes to get out of it. I definitely went one size too small. Just come here. Angry face, shapewear emoji, old-timey girdle emoji.
At restaurant, I'll order for us. Happy face, happy face, happy face, happy face, happy face. Pierre Trudeau emoji.
Honestly, I can't get out of this shapewear. Please come help me. I think it's cutting off circulation to my upper, lower, and middle body. Tombstone emoticon, gravedigger emoji.
Jen, food's here. Where are you? Angry face, mean vampire emoji.
Trish, I'm feeling super lightheaded. I can't get out of this skin cage. Please come help. Fainting ghost emoji.
This is just rude. If you had to bail, you should have said something before I came all the way over here. Angry face, angry face, angry face.
I can't feel anything anymore. I think I'm floating. This is it. I'm going to the great beyond. You've been a wonderful friend, Trish. Don't blame yourself. I should have accepted my body and not tried to manipulate it through space-age spandex. Love you, girl. XOXOXOXOXOXOX. Heaven emoticon. Bright light emoticon. Acceptance emoji.
3 days later.
Honestly, I am still so mad right now. You owe me a huge Oh. What the? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
1 hour later.
Doctor, what happened?
She'd been in that fitting room for 3 days. A custodial worker found her this morning. We had to use the jaws of life to get her out of that shapewear. She's lucky to be alive. Apparently she was trying to text you, but she didn't have a clear signal.
Where am I? Trish, is that you?
Jen. You're okay. You're in the hospital.
I texted you.
I didn't get them until today. I'm so sorry.
I thought I was...
Shh. I know. Just rest. You're gonna be okay.
Hey, when I get out of here, do you want to go for sushi?
That would be great.
Cool. I'll text you.
You're
listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. Coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. For free podcasts of Irrelevant Show episodes or sketches, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by that guy in the cafe who watched your stuff while you went to the bathroom. He might be trustworthy. Who knows?
And now, one person I would leave my laptop with, and one I would not. Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall!
When I tie my shoe, there's a little twinge, and I think of you. Sometimes I just want to shout when I reach for the phone and my back goes out. If I sleep wrong, my back locks up for days. Every time I take a plane, it sets my lower spine ablaze. Now the spasm in my lumbar and the grinding of my discs means for me there is no comfort. I want my back back. I want you back. My hair, or I pick up loose change, or get up from my chair. Nodding too fast has me seeing stars. I'm so sick of all the grunting, getting in and out of cars. All of my doctors tell me I can beat this pain, that with leg lifts and crunches I can build my core again. But the aching and the stiffness from my tailbone to my neck means for me there is no comfort. I want you back, back. I turned 40 and you left me my back. My L5 disc is worn and my flexor muscles torn. I want you back, back, back. I can't change. To look up at the northern lights. If I try that now, I'm bedridden for days. Oh, ow, ow, ow. I want my back, back. I want you real line and supple. My back, just one giggle, just one sneeze. My hips and shoulders seize. I want my back, back, back.
Settle down. Listen up. Okay, I'm Coach Carlson there, coach of the football team there, number one in the city if you don't count the Catholic schools there. All right, guys, I'm billing in for Miss Kenilworth there today. She's Oh boy, she's out indefinitely with the upper body injury there. I sent her some Tiger Balm. Don't worry, she'll be fine. Yeah. Now, okay. Jeez. Okay. You see from Mrs. Kenilworth's notes here that you guys are doing Romeo and Juliet. Oh boy. Okay. It's a bit of a tough one for me there. Okay. All right. Let's Okay, let's draw this up there. Let's draw this play up there, okay? So we got the Capulets are over here, right? And then we got the Montagues, they're over there. All right, now the X there, that's Romeo, okay? And then O over there, the O, that's Juliet, okay? Now the first thing that happens here is that Romeo here makes eye contact with Juliet, and boom, it's love at first sight. But look, huh? Looky there, there's a bit of a problem because she's playing for the other team, right? So all these Capulets and all these Montagues are running interference, right? And then right here, yeah, the free safety, that's Fate, all right? And he's coming on a blitz. He's coming and boom! Down goes Romeo! Sorry, buddy, but you cannot outrun Fate. It's like that time when I saw Haley Wickenheiser. I saw her on TV, and it was love at first sight. But you know, she's obviously out of my league, right? She plays in the Finnish pro leagues, and well, I'm not good enough to play in the Finnish pro leagues, right? You see, I'm fortune's fool. I guess what I'm saying is, a pox on both your houses. A pox on you, Finnish Pro League. All right. Okay there, that's Romeo and Juliet. Some painfully real drama from Shakespeare there, that's for sure. All right, now I'm suck it up there. Class dismissed, get out of here.
Good evening. I'm Lorraine Fraser with Channel 19 Breaking News. The search for Cal Gisborne continues at this hour. I'm reporting live from Creekside Park, where friends, family, and concerned citizens have gathered to help police search for the missing man. It now appears that 32-year-old Cal Gisborne has vanished without a trace. All signs point to a kidnapping. I'm here with Cal's friend Jonah, who first raised the alarm. Jonah, when did you realize Cal had gone missing?
Well, he said he'd help me move on Saturday. He promised he'd be there first thing, but then on Saturday morning he didn't show up. So I called the police.
Joining me now is Cal's girlfriend, Samantha. Samantha, when was the last time you heard from Cal?
I had tickets to the bridal show, but he never picked me up. He texted me that he had to work late, but when I called his work, they said he'd gone home. Cal, if you can hear my voice, be strong, my love. Whoever has Cal, just bring him back. No questions asked.
So many of Cal's friends and family are devastated by his disappearance. This is Raymond Tobin. Mr. Tobin, how did you know Cal?
I didn't. He was supposed to buy a couch I was selling on Craigslist, but when he didn't show up at the time and the place we arranged, I just thought, don't worry, Cal. Four other people wanted that couch, but I'm holding it for you. You just come home safe.
For every person here, there's a heartbreaking story.
Oh, my heart breaks to think that tonight he might be lying in a ditch somewhere instead of seeing my one-man show that he clicked attending for on Facebook.
He bought a membership at our gym. I never saw him again.
Now our book club will never know what he thought about Eat, Pray, Love.
This is a difficult time, but spirits are strong thanks to Pizza Pan, who just arrived with hundreds of pizzas for the search volunteers. And another gentleman has joined the search party. Sir, what brought you here tonight?
I heard there was free pizza.
How do you know Cal?
I am Cal. This is good pizza.
Cal? You're Cal Gisborne? In an unbelievable turn of events, Cal Gisborne has escaped the clutches of his captors and made his way home to safety.
Cal! Sweetheart, thank God you're safe. I was afraid you'd miss our date to meet my parents.
Cal, may I have a few moments of your time for a live interview?
Yeah, sure. Just meet me back here in like 5 minutes.
And so, a happy ending to a highly dramatic...
Where's Cal? Cal? I can't find Cal.
Oh, my God. He's being re-kidnapped. Cal!
Cal! And there you have it. Cal Gisborne re-kidnapped. And so the research re-continues. From Creekside Park, I'm Lorraine Fraser, 19 News Live.
Hey, who took all the pizza?
Who's there?
It's me.
Who's there? It's me. You've said that phrase thousands of times, but have you ever wondered where it started?
Who's there? It's me. I think you're just the cat's meow. It's me, you see. So I'll bang the door right now.
It's a song. It's the 1920s ragtime classic, Portico Flim Flam. Hello, I'm historical musicologist J.P. Flargan, and my new 6-CD collection brings you the original music you sing every day without knowing it. I call it Music of Your Life. Here's something else you say every day.
Are you kidding me?
I'll bet you didn't know that comes from a Julie Andrews musical.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The things you say are absurd, but your affect is so charming. I shall take you at your word.
That was a song from the 1958 musical, The Misadventurers. And it's part of my 6-CD set, Music of Your Life. Would you like to hear more?
Maybe.
Exactly. Music of Your Life takes you back to the turbulence and uncertainty of the 60s with, maybe. There's no maybe about it. You should buy Music of Your Life and hear the original versions of the phrases you say every day. Why, we'll even give you a way to say farewell.
Okay, bye.
That's a Celine Dion song. From Music of Your Life, order now.
You go and my heart goes weak.
Listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gronn,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Amy Shostak,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Alf and our music maestro, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark.
Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Peter Brown, Diana Francis, Carly Heffernan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Grand. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, we'll bring you an operatic song about the misery of doing your taxes, our take on the popular podcast Serial, and a young couple tours their dream home.
And here we are, number 221. I'm really excited to show you guys this one.
This could be the one.
I can't believe it. We could actually own a condo in downtown Vancouver.
Here we go. What do you think?
Oh my God, this is beautiful.
What's the square footage?
4.
Square feet? Honey, can we afford this?
That's next week on The Irrelevant Show.